There has been a loss in NPR's extended family. Neil Conan, who spent 36 years at this network, 11 years of that hosting Talk of the Nation, died of a cancerous brain tumor. He was 71 years old. Our longtime colleague Robert Siegel knew Conan for almost 50 years and has this remembrance.
We met at a small, hopeless FM radio station in New York City, WRVR. Neil never went to college. He spent much of what would have been his college years working instead at New York's Pacifica non-commercial radio station, WBAI, where he worked as an engineer before ever going on air. When I first knew him, and we did WRVR's news program together, he used to wear a railroad engineer's cap. He would explain, they don't make announcer's caps. Neil was funny, smart, and 100% radio, with an incurable curiosity and the silvery voice of an Irish tenor. Last year, a few of us NPR old-timers gathered on Zoom, and we took turns describing what had hooked us on radio. Neil did not invoke the great broadcast news oracles of our youth.
Well, I was living in my father's office in my senior year in high school, and he had an FM radio so he could play easy listening music to drown out the screams of his patients.
His father was a doctor. He heard WBAI on that radio and went to work there soon after. Later, at NPR, he held an astonishing variety of jobs. He was, at various times, the line producer and the executive producer of All Things Considered. Back in 1987, he ran NPR News for a year. He was a reporter. Here he was in the States at a Ku Klux Klan rally in Connecticut in 1980.
Please, we got to get a little more distance here. That cross is going to be hot when it's lit.
Yeah,
please,
really, I know it.
Robed and hooded Klansmen stood in a circle. They marched three times around the cross. They saluted with their torches three times.
And here he was abroad during the first Gulf War in February 1991.
U.S. forces fired first, killing five Iraqi soldiers and taking seven prisoners and destroying five Iraqi tanks. In response, the Iraqis hit the U.S. patrol with indirect fire, probably artillery called in by the Iraqi patrol leader.
In 1991, while reporting from southern Iraq on the war to liberate Kuwait, Neil was taken captive by the Iraqi Republican Guard, along with New York Times reporter Chris Hedges. It took diplomatic efforts to get them released. Among Neil's passions were military history. He did a story about the Boer War that was legendary. It sat on the shelf at All Things Considered for years for lack of anyone else to share his enthusiasm for it. Also, comic books, and when they got a cultural upgrade, graphic novels. And perhaps above all, baseball, especially the New York Yankees. His love of the game was such that Neil lived a fantasy himself. In 2000, he took a sabbatical and worked as a minor league baseball announcer for the Aberdeen, Maryland Arsenal.
There's a ball lifted deep into center field. Fowler has room. He's on the warning track and drops the ball.
It didn't produce a dream career, but it did produce his book, Play by Play, Baseball, Radio, and Life in the Last Chance League. For many years, Neil lived radio at work and at home. He was married to Leanne Hansen, who hosted NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday for many years. That marriage ended in divorce, but together they raised two children, Connor and Casey. Neil Conan's most prominent role at NPR was hosting Talk of the Nation.
From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Neil Conan, and this is Talk of the Nation.
He tried out for that job the week that began on Monday, September 10th, 2001. 9/11 was Neil's day two.
In New York City this morning, airplanes crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. In Florida,
Talk of the Nation was canceled in 2013 when NPR opted out of talk show production. Neil left, and with his predictable unpredictability, moved to a macadamia nut farm in Hawaii. He lived the last 9 years of his life there with his wife, the writer Gretel Ehrlich, as well as at her homes in Montana and Wyoming. Of course, inevitably, there was still radio in his life. In Hawaii, he hosted a politics show, and he did commentary for Hawaii Public Radio.
Kiribati is supposed to receive new ferry boats from China as part of its reward for switching diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to Beijing. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.
On his 70th birthday in 2019, Neil got the bad news. He had a malignant brain tumor. He would fly to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota for treatment. The prognosis was never encouraging, but his friends and fans hoped against hope that he might somehow pull this one out. Earlier this year, he sat down with his nephew, former NPR staffer J.J. Sutherland, for a long interview about his life. How did he want to be remembered?
I was lucky enough to be part of establishing what I think is now a really important news organization in this country. And for NPR News to have advanced so far from the organization that it was when I joined it and become so important, and there's never been a more important time for an independent news organization in this country than right now. So that, I think, more than anything, is what I would like to be remembered for.
Neil Conan, whose voice graced this network for many years in many ways, always in the cause of smart, wonderful radio. I'm Robert Siegel.
Neil Conan died today at the age of 71.